And now, lights out.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the unusual.
Hello, this is Arch Obler. Do you ever get the feeling that you just got to be alone? Oh, if you could only afford a desert island, even a locked hotel room for just a few hours to get away from, yes, the family, the children, no people, just to be alone. Well, one day feeling that way, I got to thinking about being alone, and I sat down at my typewriter, and the result was tonight's play. It's titled The Word. And maybe after you've listened to it, you just won't want to be alone.
Now to Arch Obler's play, The Word. A boy and a girl are honeymooning in New York. They have just arrived in the city. This is a day of great new excitement for them.
Michael, not really.
Well, that's the truth.
But that's so much money.
Hey, don't you know it's bad manners for the bride to talk about money the first day of the honeymoon?
But over a dollar just to go to the top of a building?
But we'll be able to see the whole city from up there.
There's so much to see down here.
Now, Eve, there are two things I promised myself on my first honeymoon. One of them was...
Garrett.
And the other was to see New York from the top of a skyscraper.
All right, here we are, and up we go. Come on.
Express to the observation roof. Going up, please.
In here, huh? Mm-hmm.
Face the front, please.
Eve.
Hmm?
Forget all about what's happening outside. Newspaper headlines and things. Don't let it spoil me.
Nothing can spoil being with you, Michael.
You sweet.
I can hardly feel the elevator moving. It is moving?
Well, sure. Look at the little light on the panel. 25th floor already.
Oh, doesn't seem possible. Ooh, my ear.
Just think, 102 floors up in the air.
Not on this elevator, mister.
Hmm?
You got to change at the 80th, not the 86th again.
Oh. Oh, thanks. Look, Eve, 70th floor already.
I'll bet they're fooling you.
Yeah.
I heard there's an extra paper out. They're going to take this new kind of atom bomb.
Please.
Huh?
If you don't mind, we don't want to talk about those things.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Five to go.
Where do we...
Next elevator, right over there.
Thanks.
Oh, why does everyone have to talk about war all the time, Michael?
That's the way it is, I guess.
Going up.
Come ahead, Eve.
Watch your step.
What you can see up there?
Oh, well, New York, the guidebook says.
You change the observation roof for next stop.
Going up. Have I any idea of getting up high when I climbed the apple tree?
Observation roof, 102nd floor.
Gosh, Express is right. All right, Eve, this is it.
Will the wind blow? Why, Michael, it's all glassed in.
Yeah.
Oh, Michael, how wonderful.
Gosh.
Michael, come over here.
Huh? What is it?
Look, the ocean. It's just wonderful. Oh, look.
Hey,
look over here.
Will you quit running around here like a doodlebug? What?
The bridge is over the river. Oh, which one's that?
I don't know. Brooklyn or something. Mm.
Oh, so many buildings. Well, I had no idea New York was so spread out. Oh, so many buildings. Oh, it's so wonderful.
Yeah. Some up here.
What? What did you say, Michael?
Forget down there. Well, it's like all those Hollywood, you know, glamour stars when she gets up in the morning.
Oh. Now, what do you know about things like that?
Don't argue with your husband.
Husband?
Eve. Lips so soft.
Yours are.
I'm glad no one else is up here.
Michael.
What?
Look over there.
How do you like that? Clouds.
But so quickly.
Oh, we're up plenty high.
Look at them coming right at us.
Yeah. strong wind, I guess.
Oh, Michael, this is so exciting. Up in the clouds.
Made to order for you and me.
Uh-oh, rain.
Well, there goes the rest of our day.
Sure is a good thing they got this place glassed in.
Oh!
Eve, honey, it's only lightning.
No.
Eve, you've been in thunderstorms before.
Michael.
What is it?
The clouds, they're fighting.
What?
Well, look at them fighting each other.
Well, is that any reason to cry out? Gosh, thunderclouds always sort of boil around.
Like armies fighting.
Eve, what kind of talk is that?
Armies fighting.
Why do you keep saying that?
But I can't help it. I keep thinking.
Well,
that...
don't think. Remember we said on our honeymoon we wouldn't think about anything but us.
This is us. How can I be happy when all over the world...
All right. I will talk about it. I'll talk about it once and for all, and then you and I won't have to talk about it anymore. I know. I know all over the world there's fighting and killing and misery and hunger. I know it. But now, this minute, what can we do? What can I do? Oh, Eve, is it wrong for just a little while for you and me to shut out that world and just be happy? I know it can't be done. You can't stop thinking or... caring. I know all over the world what everybody wants to work at something they like and someone they care for to work for and a little time left over in which just to enjoy being alive and not to be afraid. Yeah. That's it. To be alive and not to be afraid.
I love you, Michael.
Let's go down.
Michael? Michael, come over here. Look.
Look? Look at what?
You just can't see anything down there.
Let's go, huh?
Yeah, all right.
Hold on to my arm.
Clouds were horrible.
Oh. Hey, what's the matter with that elevator?
We'll ring again.
Gosh, my thumb's getting sore punching this thing. Something sure is out of order.
Well, maybe we had better walk down.
102 floors?
No, I'd be just to the next landing where we can get the next elevator. See, stairway.
Okay, I guess there's nothing else to do about it. Come on.
Why, don't walk so fast.
What a deal.
Oh, it isn't so bad walking downstairs.
I married an optimist. Here, my arm.
Oh, thank you.
Down we go, Mrs. Smith. Elevators are all right, but me, I don't think they'll ever take the place of sliding down a haystack on your rear.
Michael!
Step 150, 51, 52.
Michael, look. That door says 86.
Hallelujah, we're here.
Wow.
Sure, a loaded door. All right, Eve, go through.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we'll find out what was the matter. Elevator. Yeah, there they are.
The doors are open.
Yeah. Gosh, where are the elevator men?
Well, maybe we just have to wait.
Wait, I want a ride. Where are they?
Nobody in the hall.
Hey!
Michael, don't!
I got someone to run the contraptions.
Hey! Is there someone here to run these elevators?
The last elevator stopped at the 80th floor, didn't it?
You mean walk again?
I guess we'll have to.
Yeah. Now, what could have happened to him?
No use, dear.
Well, there's got to be somebody on this floor.
Don't get so excited. Michael, you can't go in there.
Come on.
But it's a private office.
Sure, but they won't mind if... Say, can you beat that?
Well, there's no one here.
Run off with the elevator men, I'll bet.
Oh.
Well, at least they left the telephone. Gosh.
What's the matter?
The telephone. Here, listen.
It sounds sort of dead.
I'll say. Here, give it to me. Gotta get somebody. Hey, listen, operator. What about answering? Operator.
Michael, it's no use. Michael, maybe there's been a fire.
Fire?
Michael, quick, let's get out to the stairway and get out of here. Quick, Michael.
message.
And so this fellow got into my hack with a briefcase full of United States savings bonds. How did I know? Well, he told me. He'd been saving up for a six-month trip through Europe, and he was on his way. Boy, was he one happy fella. We made one stop at the bank to cash in the bonds, and then next stop, Kennedy International.
And now back to Arch Obler's story of The Word. The two honeymooners are alone in an empty New York skyscraper.
How far have we gone?
5 or 6 floors, I guess.
Oh.
Hello.
Oh, the whole building can't be empty.
I tried every office on that floor, I tell you. There was no one. No one. Smoke or anything.
Where is everyone, Michael? Where? But Michael,
Honey, I'm as tired trying to figure it out as I am walking down the whole blast of the 102 floors. Floor after floor, offices all fixed up as if people were working in them and no one there. I give up, I tell you.
Michael.
Huh?
War.
What?
War news. Everyone ran out into the street.
Eva, that makes sense. A whole skyscraper emptied out just to grab newspapers?
Michael.
People don't do that anymore. War, murder, they get it on TV or radio. They don't just... Well, this is it.
How are we?
So help me. Main floor. All out. Gosh, my legs. And I thought I was in condition.
Well, that door, it's just to the street. Let's go.
Wait for me, Michael.
Sure glad to get out of this place. Come on, out we go.
Yeah. Michael. Oh, Michael.
It's all right there. It's all right.
Michael, what's happened?
Not a person on the street.
There were so many.
Yeah.
Michael, listen.
I don't hear anything.
Listen.
Wind.
That's it. That's it, only the wind. Michael, don't you remember ever since we got to New York, all day yesterday, all night and morning, the noise, Michael. Don't you remember the noise?
Yeah.
And now nothing but the wind. What's happened? Why is it so quiet now? Where are the people? Michael, tell me! Just keep walking.
All right. Careful, automobiles.
It's standing still. Like all the rest.
Crazy people. Leave their car standing right in the middle of the street. They'll come back. They've got to. Millions of people, I tell you. People!
Where
are you, Michael. People? Hey, somebody, come on out!
Michael, stop!
Roger, come on out!
You're frightening me.
People!
Empty street!
Hey, no, come on! Let's go!
Michael,
where is everybody?
Michael, stop!
People!
Stop!
Oh,
hold me.
What's happened to us? No. No, we've got to stop asking questions. We've got to keep going. We've got to find someone. They'll tell us. They'll...
Michael...
All those empty streets. Eve. What if there is no one else?
What?
What if you and I are the only ones left?
Michael. Michael.
Yeah.
I can't walk another step.
Let's keep going, huh?
All right.
Oh.
Tired.
Yeah.
It's going to get dark soon.
Yeah.
Will there be light?
No. Millions of people. Where have they disappeared to? If we only had some idea, any
Michael.
Idea. What's the matter? What are you...
That newspaper. Right at your feet.
What?
We'll pick it up. The headlines.
War hysteria rages. Army mobilizes in Europe, what?
The headlines.
Well, what of it? The same one as this morning?
Well, couldn't that be the answer?
Answer to what? What are you talking about?
Why, they disappeared.
Hey, get a hold of yourself. What's a war thousands of miles away got to do with this?
Maybe it's the same over there.
People gone?
Yes.
Let's keep going. No. No. The curb. Let's sit here.
All right.
Now, you've got to tell me what you started to say.
Don't laugh at me when I say it, Michael.
Just tell me.
War. People killing each other. Maybe God got tired of it.
What?
He's been so patient. Waiting all these years for people to learn how to live on the earth. So today... Well, he... just got tired and took everybody away.
Eve.
Oh, Michael, don't look at me like that. Is what I said any more crazy than what's happened?
Yeah. Yeah. This street should be like daylight with electric signs. There should be so many people around us and automobiles coming and going and buses and a whole city living.
Yeah.
You're right. Who else but God could have taken them away? He got so tired of this horrible mess they were making of things that he took them away. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, no, no, no. It's impossible.
Why is it impossible? Eve, listen. You were right. Call the way people got here on Earth any name you want. But no matter how you say it, when you really think about it, it's... all a miracle. Things joining in the empty air and growing out of things that couldn't move and animals changing for millions of years until there were men. I tell you, it's all crazy and impossible, and yet someone made it happen. So why not this? Yeah. If he made men, why couldn't he get tired of the way they were doing things and destroy them?
I can't believe it's you talking.
Eve? I think I'm saying the truth. Someone made mankind, and that someone just destroyed them.
Then what are we doing here? We're flesh and blood like the rest.
Maybe he just forgot us.
Or maybe...
What?
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Tell me.
Maybe you and I...
Well?
Maybe he wanted just a couple of people to start over with.
Say crazy things, and then you say crazier ones.
But what if it's true, Michael? Now think. What if it's true? The things you set up on the roof during the storm, the good things. Maybe he heard them and liked them.
Getting so dark.
Maybe he heard them and liked them. You're thinking about something. Tell me what.
If what we think did happen, maybe he left a few more people like us at different places on the earth. I mean, plain, ordinary people to join together and make a new world. We'll have to help run things.
Yes.
But we don't know anything about running a world, you and I. We're just you and me. How can we do better than they did, the millions of them?
Maybe by remembering something they sort of forgot.
What?
It's just to do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
This is Arch Obler again.
First, thanks to our cast, with the leading roles taken by the very talented William Shatner and pretty Barbara Eiler and the very versatile Hal Perry. Our next play is one of the strangest I've ever written. But more about that after a commercial word.
This land is your land. This land is my land. This land was made for you and me.
Everybody knows which company produces most of the world's tomato soup, but few know where the tomatoes come from. Not too many are aware of the vast tomato fields of New Jersey. Canning tomatoes isn't New Jersey's only claim to fame, however. The Miss America Beauty Pageant is held annually in Atlantic City, which also has delicious saltwater taffy and an amusement park with no roller coaster. Better than a roller coaster ride, though, or at least quieter, is a ferry ride across the Delaware from Cape May, about 45 miles from the boardwalk by way of Stone Harbor, with its nesting egrets and herons. Unfortunately, the casual observer seldom sees the richness of growing things or the beauty of the birds. He more often notices the swampy meadows, the towns and cities huddled along the railroad, the sign, Trenton makes, the world takes. It is usually the native New Jerseyite who delights in beaches such as Wildwood, the rolling farms of Monmouth County, the dairy country and gentle mountains of western New Jersey. One native thought that he would never see a poem lovely as a tree. Could be he was referring to the proud red oak, symbolic of the Garden State.
About our next play. Lives there a married couple with soul so dead that to himself or herself she or he ne'er has said, "Oh, I could kill you"? Well, the title of the play on that subject is The Visitor from Hades. And the devil himself couldn't, but that's next week.
Arch Obler's Plays. Stories of the unusual. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.